Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one neat package.
It is a neat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a very cold apartment in Washington, D.C., and I'm speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon, in a slightly warm apartment. My apartment's warm.
That's good. That's very good. How was your night?
It was good.
Last night...
Stinky.
Last night, Esmeralda was one of the producers of the Everything is Terrible holiday show at The Brain. Kevin sent me the photo, or Kevin tweeted the photo of the Jerry Maguire tree.
Yeah, very nice.
Amazing.
I was scared it was going to fall.
Yeah.
When Al Scorch went up to play, because he was dangerously close to it.
Yes.
And he was stomping around.
Yep, that sounds
good. And nice. I was just expecting it to fall on him.
If it fell on him, it would be quite funny. How tall was it? I couldn't really tell.
It was, do you know how tall Al Scorch is?
Probably 5'10", 5'9".
Okay, so it was maybe 6.
Oh, wow. But nice.
It was as tall as him, I guess.
Wow. That's impressive.
I was expecting it to fall on him, but then he would just keep playing.
Did it fall at all?
No. Amazingly, no.
It was a successful night, to say the least.
Yes, the terrible claws.
Oh, he
up.
Came back?
Yes, he came back.
Did he play another
drinking
jingle?
Drinking a double bourbon. It was good times. Yeah, and he played a song. It was nice.
It was definitely our most successful event in the past season. It even topped the Pizza Film Fest.
Wow.
Yeah. So
people love Christmas
people
videos.
Hate Chris / love Christmas. I wish I was there. That sounded like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Al Scorch asked about you.
Well, that motherfucker hasn't responded to my last 3 emails. So fuck
really?
Al Scorch.
He didn't know where you were.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I love that guy, but he's a fucking idiot.
I was like, he left.
He's gone. He died.
Did he not tell you that?
He's dead, everybody. Brandon's dead. I am dead. What?
So this is your spirit.
This is spirit.
Talking on the podcast.
So that's good. Tonight you have something that might be good or might be awful. We don't know. It's Homeroom Presents Song Poems.
Song Poems.
Song Poems.
I'll keep an open mind.
Keep an open mind, Merle. Did you like... You're not a fan of Everything is Terrible. You don't mind...
I just don't get it.
What don't you get? What do you think you're missing?
Just... Last night they had a funny bit where it was a teddy bear that comes out of a box, and it was for this little girl. And in the video, they synced up Marvin Gaye's
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay.
But when it's just a random video that they shove in there, and because it's, oh, it's 80s and it's from a VHS, I don't find it that funny.
I find it so much more funny with a crowd.
Hmm.
Everything is Terrible is a website, a great website. If you like that sort of thing, like Merle said, it's like a lot of bad 80s and early 90s and late 70s stuff. Like a lot of local access TV or maybe an instructional how-to video, maybe just a really, really bad B-level film. And they they cut them up to make them interesting and or funny. And on their own, they're funny little, like, 2-minute snippets. But when they do live presentations, like they do at The Hungry Brain, they kind of pick a theme and they assemble, like, a best of 20 to 40-minute presentation. And I kind of like that more because themes go in and out and it's, like, got an overarching feel. Like, in the summer, we did one for sports. And whenever they wanted to gross people out, they would show this man gutting a deer. So, and then they would cut that with like Michael Jordan highlights from like 1993. And I loved it. It was amazing. And,
the stuff where they think about it.
Well, that's the whole thing. The whole Christmas thing is there's a theme, and the theme is Christmas.
I know, but there's somewhere it's just like, well, there's a Santa in it. Let's throw it in there.
Well, it fits. Did they show the porn this year?
There is a talking butthole.
No, I didn't see that one. No, last year they had one with that involved aliens and Santa and porn.
Or maybe that was Valentine's Day. There's a fetish one.
Maybe that was Valentine's Day.
There's a fetish video.
You know what? I think I'm going to ask them if they want to do Valentine's Day at the Brain. What do you think of that, Merle?
Yeah.
Will that make your Valentine's Day happy?
I guess.
Sure.
Although, I've said this.
What?
I've said this before. There is a West Coast counterpart.
Oh, is there?
Of Everything is Terrible. They do the same thing.
Who is that?
They're called Talk to the Hand.
Okay.
And I saw it when I was watching. I was in San Francisco and was watching cable access. And that's where they are. They're in San Francisco, public access TV, and they do the same like video mashup stuff.
But
they were watching this, going, "What the fuck is this shit?"
Well, here's the problem with that. Everything is Terrible has rules. Like, it has to be VHS. That's one of their rules. What about Talk to the Hand?
Oh, yeah, I don't think they have that rule.
So it's different.
It is, I guess, in that sense. But it's the same in that they're just mashing. It's a video mashup.
Well, I will try to get Everything is Terrible. I'm going to write that down. Ask.
You should have them. You should have Talk to the Hand.
No, fuck them.
Versus Everything is Terrible. I wonder if Everything is Terrible knows about Talk to the Hand.
Oh, I'm sure.
I wonder if Talk to the Hand knows about Everything is Terrible.
I'm sure.
There's going to be like a Midwest, West Coast rivalry.
Well, I'm leaving both coasts. We're going to the East Coast, bitches. I'm doing You, Me, Them, Everybody live at Pete's Candy Shop on January 15th. It's a Saturday night. We're doing an early show, though, where it's going to be at 6:30. That way, I don't have to crash at my friend's house, and I can take the bus home that night like a champion. So, come on now. A little more than a month away will be our first You, Me, Them, Everybody in New York City, in Brooklyn. We're going to hipster it the fuck out. This was number one on my list of 10 venues I was about to approach. Number one pick. It's great. This place is so tiny and fucking beautiful. And there's reasonable drink prices, places to park. I'm very, very happy that we were doing the show at Pete's Candy Shop. Hopefully, if we pack it, we could do something more consistent. But as of now, it's a one-off. If I get all my first guests that I want, if they all say yes, well, then I'm going to approach them and see if we could jump onto February and March and make it a spring/winter series. Where do you think I should go next, Merle? Baltimore, Philadelphia, or Pittsburgh? I'm thinking about doing New York the third Saturday.
You like Baltimore because of The Wire.
I spent approximately 18 hours of my life in Baltimore.
Which I think would scare me.
It seems fine. I mean, Baltimore is no different than, I don't know, Washington, D.C. or Detroit. I mean, there's a lot of places that are just uber hipster, and then there's a lot of places that are shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's no different than Chicago.
I've been to Philadelphia.
Do you like Philly? I have not. I accidentally booked...
But I have been to the city. Isn't that sad?
Yes.
As in the burbs of Philly.
Yep. Can't do that. I can't do that. I accidentally booked a trip to Philadelphia on Megabus in like October.
How did you accidentally?
I thought I was booking a trip to New York and it cost me $2 round trip. So I didn't really mind and I wasn't paying much attention. So I could go to Philadelphia on January 7th through January 9th.
Get a Philly
9th,
steak.
Get a Philly steak and just go back to the bus stop and wait for 2 days.
I think Philadelphia seems like a nice place.
You think I should do Philly? But I'm trying to figure out, should I go by proximity?
Oh, I think you should go check Philly out with your $2 Megabus.
But here's the thing. I don't know anybody in Philly. So you need to... Listener, if you live in Philadelphia, I will come and hang out with you. I will sleep on your couch and or floor. I ain't trying to bone anybody.
Why don't you get on that couch surfer thing?
Nah, I don't want to be creepy. I don't want it to talk. I mean, I want somebody.
No,
to...
but that's not supposed to be creepy. That's the point.
I did actually do something like that in London. It was still a little weird. They were recently married people. They were both virgins, or they had been virgins, and they were like 29. And I think that's why they got married. It's kind of weird to me.
Just to do it.
Yeah, I think it's like, oh, come on. It was weird.
Let's get married now.
They were very nice people. Anyways. Where should we go next? We got three cities under our belt. I kind of want to do a You, Me, Them, Everybody show out of town like once a week. I'm on the East Coast. It's a lot easier. I'm thinking about doing a Milwaukee show. Merle, I'm hoping you'd be in on this with me in mid to late April.
I guess.
I'll come to...
All right.
I'll come to Chicago for like almost a week because I got 2 weeks off of work. We'll do a show at the Brain on a Monday, the 25th, and then maybe right before that, maybe we could do that 23rd, we could do Milwaukee. You sound thrilled. I'm just so...
You're just giving me dates like I'm supposed to check my calendar.
I have
my
calendar in front of me. You don't have a packed calendar like me? I have a packed calendar.
No, I'm sorry.
I think I have more things in my calendar about you than are on your calendar about you.
Yeah, mine are like, pay this bill.
No, mine's like, schedule a show where you'll lose money. Do it again. Again! So yeah, that's what's going on. I'm happy to... Here in what? It's so fucking cold out. I RSVP'd to a alcohol party thing tonight, and
what?
It's hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. If you're our landlord from Chicago, give me my money back from a security deposit. Or if you don't by tomorrow, you owe us double, bitches. If your landlord doesn't get your security deposit back within 45 days of moving out, he owes you double.
Wow.
30 days
that's
to notify
nice.
You. Yeah, well, we're trying to get fucking paid, so. State of the alcohol industry invitation and press release. That's the email I got. So global domestic industry, global impact, the second annual State of the Alcohol Industry media briefing and reception. I might be going to that at 6:30 this evening, 5:30 your time. And I'm debating on whether or not I want to go because it's very, very cold outside, number one. And number two, I just ate like a baby's worth of food and I feel very fat. So I don't feel like moving.
Can you easily get there from with transportation?
Yeah, it's like one bus ride or one train ride away. Both would include about 0.5 miles of walking, but that's fine. I don't care about that.
That's not bad. And
no.
You'd be drinking free booze.
But I don't care about the free booze. I kind of just want to get the fuck out of the house, you know? It is a Tuesday, though.
It is the state of the media.
State of the alcohol industry media briefing and reception. What the fuck does that even mean?
Is it because it's in Washington they always have to say things like State of the Union?
Yeah, let's see who's going to be there. Here are the speakers. John McDonald, COO of Patron Spirits International. Timothy Reif, General Counsel, Office of the United States Trade Representative. B. Hudson Ryle, Senior Vice President, Research and Knowledge Group, National Restaurant Association.
Whoa,
John
what?
Baker. Executive Vice President and COO, National Wine and Spirits, Inc., Republic National Distribution Company of Indiana, LLC. And Craig Wolf, President and CEO, Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. So those are the people.
That's an exciting lineup.
Isn't that? That's almost exciting as the song poems you're going to be at.
I know. I'm jealous.
See, I wish I could be at the Brain. You
the
wish you could
CEO
see at
the CEO of Patron.
COO.
Oh, COO,
Chief
sorry.
Operating Officer of Patron. Why am I talking like that?
Is he going to bring Patron?
They're going to bring alcohol. It's not going to be dry. It'd be great if it was a dry event.
I'd be like, come on.
Come on, don't be a faggot. By the
you
way, I've started using that word in the worst possible way. The F word. I just really... Here's what I have on my show notes. Where are we? Show notes. You got any show notes, Merle?
The Golden Globes or
that's a
the
new
nominees
story.
Have been announced.
All right. Well, here's mine really quick. This is my one show note. I got a lot of show notes, but I haven't this for a while. At that Christmas party I was at, sometimes I just want to scream inappropriate things, not to like draw attention to myself, but kind of like break tension for the entire like thing. You know what I mean? Kind of like hold up a sign of like you if you know what I'm doing, we can be friends and talk. If this freaks you out, we probably shouldn't converse. Like something like that. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to make any enemies, but at the same time, I don't want to waste anyone's time. Does that make sense?
You're at a party and you don't want to waste people's time.
Well, because I feel like in DC, everyone's here for a reason. You don't waste time. You're not just. I'm not going to talk to somebody to find out why they like Hemingway more than Faulkner. Like, that doesn't happen in the circles I'm in yet.
Okay? Well, maybe you should start that trend.
I don't even like that trend. I don't know. But I just really want to, on Friday, I really just wanted to scream out, lick my butthole! Like, at an inappropriate time. But not, like, in a mean way.
You gotta be careful, though, because someone might take you up on that.
Yeah. It was like, oh, there's a fine line. I just want to yell, lick my butthole, because there's nothing wrong with the word lick my or butthole. inherently, but I sound like retarded. I sound like a retarded
kind
kid if
of,
I just
yes,
say my
boho,
and especially with that.
Yeah.
But it, and if yeah, I go in a conversation with like just like sometimes I just really want to go up to my boss and go, you know, lick my butthole, man. And then I just like some weird, not confident in my ability to say lick my butthole or swear appropriately Mormon, you know, like I just
you're not in Utah,
but there are religious people here and there are Republicans.
I know, but you're hanging out with them.
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know
you
if
don't
I'm hanging out with Republicans or religious nuts.
I've never known you to care.
Well, I do care to a point because, like, I told my the owner of the Looking Glass, I was like, it's weird because, like, there's like Republicans and shit in here, and there's like religious people, and I'm used to a bunch of like Democratic atheists or like, and that's so I don't care about talking that stuff because I did a monologue about how I'm not political. I just hate everybody, and I think somebody said something about God, and I just yell back, "There's no God in podcasting." And like both responses garnered the opposite reaction. Like there was a reaction about Republicans and the reaction was about God. And I was like, hey, should I like not do that? I don't want to fuck up your like bar. I don't know if people talk about politics in DC. He's like, man, I don't give a fuck. So that's good. But there are people here, and it's both good and weird. It is good because I shouldn't just be hanging out with the same angry atheist day in and day out. I already have one of those. It's bad.
But then you would just yell at the other ones.
The other angry atheists?
Well, yeah. Not the angry either. You're going to yell at the religious ones.
No, usually you don't end up yelling at the religious ones. Usually I get into like a 30-minute in-depth conversation that will change neither person's mind, but it's really fun to have. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you're just going to say something bad at them.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, because you usually do, because you know you do, because you'll say this and be like, oh, I just offended you. I'm sorry.
No, but that's on stage. That's on stage.
No, you've talked to people.
Really? I've talked to people.
You've talked to people, and I remember being like, oh, I just offended you. I'm sorry.
But it's okay if it's self-aware, because 90% of the time I go, oh, that didn't offend me. I go, good, we're friends. And then we all laugh.
Well, then just keep on that.
But sometimes I don't want to have to, that's like 20, 30 minutes into the conversation where it's like, you really believe in that? Oh, I thought you were smart. Oh, did I just offend you? Like that kind of thing. That's 20 minutes in. Like, how could someone that saves lives and understands science believe in that? Really? But if I just like, I just want to lick a butthole. Like, that's awesome, but scary. You know what I mean? Like, that's the person, if I'm at a comedy show and somebody's doing like 9/11 material and everyone's cringed, I mean, like, that guy will be the guy I talk to after the show. And if someone's like, lick my butthole, and like does it in a very fun, confrontational and strange and eerie way, but not so much sexual, just odd, I'm going to talk to that guy after the show. Like, that's going to be my friend. I can't do that in normal company. But then I realized there really is never an appropriate time to screen lick my butthole.
No, unless you're in Steamworks.
Even it wouldn't be lick my butthole. The word butthole would be changed. But the word butthole is never an appropriate time to say. Maybe when you're 7, like you have a stinky butthole. But if you're like, there's like a 6-month gap where you can scream lick my butthole. No, actually there never is. But you can scream the word butthole for about 6 months in life before it just gets like creepy and sexually offensive. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the new year hasn't started yet because I'm trying not to say that phrase and I apologize. You want to hear another one of my
You just yelled it who knows how many times.
Lick my butthole, or does that make sense? No, both. I'll yell lick my butthole. That's not a New Year's resolution. If anything, it's a New Year's resolution to include lick my butthole.
So you keep saying it more?
Yeah, that's going to be my punch all the buttons is lick my butthole!
We should get a poster of that.
No, because do you remember 1994 NBA Finals was the Houston Rockets and the Orlando Magic, and it was Shaq and Hakeem Olajuwon on opposing teams. So Taco Bell read an ad campaign where it was like, Shaq likes his tacos soft, Hakeem likes his tacos crunchy. And then you can vote by, like, Hakeem's winning because more people like crunchy, like Shaq's winning because more people like soft. And then after the series was over, they said, we're going to compromise. We're going to wrap the hard shell taco and put some beans on the soft shell, and now we have both the best of both worlds. That would be like our debate, but not a 40-second diatribe about the NBA and promotional items at Taco Bell 16 years ago.
Punch and lick all my butthole buttons.
See, different. That's too... You can't combine the two.
You can't.
You can't. I mean, you can, but it's just...
You can, but it just...
It's almost... It's definitely sadomasochist. If
it's worse it. Than it's, lick my butthole!
It's either rape or violence and sex. It's one or the other. You can't combine the two. Is it okay if I just steer this show into rants today and then we'll close with the Golden Globes?
Okay.
All right. I've started a new job and it doesn't pay well at all, but I do enjoy it. And I've come up with some antidepressants. I need to be medicated, people. I need to be seeing a therapist, but I'm not. I need fucking help. And I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, should I take something? She's like, well, if you take something, you lose all the highs. You also lose all the lows. So everything's just a minimal. I was like, no. I like the ratio still might be 1 to 10, but like that one high is totally worth it. Like that's why I go on stage. You know, that's why I want to scream things like lick my butthole. These are the things that make me feel alive. I have a lack of a soul, so I need to have fun. Okay. And I can't lose the fun. So the good thing about this job is it makes me happy because like, I watched children eat barbecue. That's fucking amazing. Watching kids eat barbecue is one of the best things in the world. They're going to be messy. They're going to eat with their hands. Shit's going to end up everywhere. And they're smiling throughout the whole thing. It's like a goddamn Tide commercial for 30 minutes. And that's one of them. What do you think about that, Merle?
Was it good barbecue?
No, it looks so bad. It was like lunchroom barbecue. It looked disgusting. Some of it was too hot. Some of it was cold. It was hilarious. But the kids look so
kids
happy.
Don't care.
They look so happy. And then there's
ribs.
Always, and like I love the kid who's like, fuck this, I'm just gonna eat the skin. I'm like, I am that guy's fan. I love it. And it's like all fatty skin too. Like it's not even near crispy. It's like, fuck it, I don't care. There's always the one kid with the milk making a weird soup and like, you know, that kid's gonna almost be a rapist. Like, oh, it's
and he's
great
making other kids eat it.
No, he's just not. He's those kids are always thin. You notice that if you play with your food, you're probably thin. I hope my kid plays with their food. Those kids are
I didn't
never
play
fat.
With my food. So.
I did not play with my food. I shoveled that shit in and nothing has changed. It's really
exactly.
Bad.
Yeah.
What else do I got? Oh, okay. You know those commercials with the cancer treatment center guy?
Yes.
That guy's a fucking liar. The guy with the beard. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait a minute. Well, there's different people.
There's the woman who likes to sing and she's got a faith in God. That's one of them. And then the other main one is this big burly doctor came in. He kind of looks like Wilford Brimley and told me
yeah.
I have cancer. And he said, what are you happy about? That guy's a fucking liar. I hope that guy gets stabbed in the throat and get pissed in his throat. And there's all this throat cancer piss that kills him. Because that guy's a fucking liar. No one is ever going to be like, why are you happy? You have cancer. Unless they're on a stage and you probably deserve it, you lifeless fuck. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you think that guy...
Oh, I was going to say, like, did someone refute his story?
Yeah, that was not fact-checked. Cancer treatment centers, I don't care if you're doing good work. Stop. Pull that commercial. That guy's a fucking liar. You can just...
Well, there's the other one.
What's the other one?
Wasn't there another one? Like, or is it the same one where it's like, why are you smiling?
It's the same guy, yeah.
You have 7 months to live.
You have 6 months. You have 6 months. I walked right out the door. Fuck you.
Never came back.
And then now I'm dead. I'm a ghost.
Oh.
He's a ghost. Fuck that guy. That guy's a fucking liar. And no one else brings this up. That should be the top story in the news every night. Why is Cancer Treatment Center full of fucking liars? How could I get cancer treatment if you support the man with the beard that lies? It doesn't make sense.
They all kind of weird me out.
The cancer?
Because they make it sound like you go there and you're going to be cured of cancer.
It makes it seem like you're going to be a fan of floor gymnastics by the end of your treatment. Every fucking commercial ends with spinning.
Because that's what you want to do when you're cured of cancer.
I just feel free. I got to get a ribbon and a floor routine. I don't know what accent that is.
Why are they suddenly very effeminate?
Because to me, effeminate equals happy.
Okay.
I'm serious. I realize that I'm not doing a gay impression. I'm doing my impression of happy. Oh, straight people suck.
Every effeminate male is the happiest person in the world.
To me, they are, yeah. You don't think of metal with happy. You think of ska with happy. You think of ballroom dancing with happy. You think of 1920s racist music as happy times and shit. Like that. Such a dick. I ate so much fucking food.
I haven't eaten anything.
Today?
No. I ate in the morning.
What'd you eat in the morning?
At 4 a.m.
Oh.
It was tofu and vegetables. It was fried tofu and vegetables in a sauce.
That sounds good.
With rice. And I'll probably eat it again.
It's a stir fry. It's a stir fry.
Well, it was very saucy to be a stir fry.
Why can't it be saucy in a stir fry?
I don't know. I always think that stir fries shouldn't be that saucy.
Do you like flat? You don't like.
This is like a gravy.
You don't like flat top, do you?
No, I don't care for it.
Excuse me, dear listener. Oh, there's so much food in me. Sorry.
is some going to come out? Is that what's going on?
Oh, fuck. I have the same breakfast every morning, which is like yogurt.
What did you eat?
I had yogurt for breakfast, and I put frozen vegetables in the yogurt.
What?
What are you talking about? What?
That's gross.
Yogurt with vegetables? That is vegetables. Fruit. I meant the other one. Fruit.
Okay. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, why would she be disgusted? Strawberries and blueberries are good together. I added carrots. And they're frozen. I'm saying.
Like, oh, God. Frozen peas just and carrots. That's all I could think of.
Fuck that cancer guy. No.
And
I'm
green
sorry.
Beans.
God, I'm fucking. See, I'm all food crazy.
Maybe that's the cure to cancer. Yogurt and frozen.
I'm trying to eat yogurt. And not vegetables every morning. And then for lunch, every day I have almost the exact same thing, which is this like noodle soup thing. But today we had a steak leftover. So I had a steak and a serving of soup. Like a super like low-cal vegetable soup, like every vegetable you could have and some rice. And mushrooms are on sale. So I ate a half a pound of mushrooms. And a half of an onion. And I'm just full. And I'm just like, it's not even bad stuff. I'm not like.
How'd you make it?
On a skillet.
So you just skilleted up those mushrooms?
Yes.
Well, I think I'm going to eat. A pound or half a pound of spinach.
And that's the only vegetable?
Yeah, I'm going to saute it up. A little olive oil.
That's the only vegetable you're using.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference. I also had a fucking giant serving of soup. So it's not like I'm full of shit.
Well, no, I'll probably eat more things in my fridge, but I just need to eat that because it's going to go bad.
Ah, more things in your fridge.
I got to make it.
That's what I call a dick in my butt. I say more things in my fridge. What? You don't like that?
That's what?
That's going to be on a poster very soon.
You really enjoy talking about your butt.
Butts
in general.
All but when you put a penis in your butt, you're putting more things in your fridge.
That's a joke that Donald Glover has.
What?
The guy from Community.
Did I really steal his joke?
It wasn't that exactly, but it's something about putting his penis in his butt.
In stand-up? Like in his stand-up?
Yeah, like there's a stand-up.
Fuck! I've never seen
He said that he, when he was little, he has an adopted brother or something, and
yes,
his mother told him that he had been traumatized, he'd been abused. And his mother had explained it, but he had heard wrong and essentially thought that she said that a strange man made him put his wiener in his butthole.
Okay.
So then Donald Glover, when he was little, said he was so frightened that someone's just going to bust in and be like, hey, and put a gun to him and be like, hey, put your wiener in your butthole. And he wouldn't be able to do it.
Ah.
And then he figured he's like.
So that was just the idea of anything that involves butts I stole, is what you're saying.
Well, no, but you just said wiener in your butt. So that's
no, the punchline is more things in my refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
You could have said dick and butt. I could have said penis and asshole. I could have said vibrator and butthole. I could have said dildo and sphincter. Many things I could have said. Whatever. So speaking of food, I'm going to finish. I went to that yesterday we talked about a little bit. I went to the holiday party. There's certain things I don't understand. I don't know if they're communal shared knowledge or is it just because I worked in a banquet hall that I know these things. Like, I don't understand Well, this is just a general thing. I don't understand people that don't like salads when they're given to you pre-meal.
Yeah. Like John doesn't eat his. I always eat his.
That frustrates me beyond belief because
he doesn't eat salad.
Why?
I don't know.
If you're allergic, it's fine. Eat a little bit. Have three bites. Even if it's not like you're a vegetarian, don't like salad, or you can't just eat meat. It's the whole company thing.
He likes to think so.
That he's
although when we went to his holiday party, he did eat stuff that he ate spinach.
I don't get it.
He had a whole thing of spinach on his plate. He ate it. He said it didn't taste green.
Why don't you like green? What are you, 10?
Yeah.
Going same line. If you're at the banquet, how do you not know how to accept or refuse coffee? It's so fucking simple.
Yeah, you said this yesterday. I don't know.
I don't think we talked about it on the show, did we?
Yeah, well, I just said, don't you just say no thank you?
No, you don't have to say a word.
I don't know.
Are you assuming
coffee.
Everywhere you're going to be at in the entire world is going to speak English? No, fuck no. You could always get by without language. Get by without language. It makes it easier for both parties. You don't have to scream across the table. What if someone's giving a speech? You flip the cup upside down or you keep it right side up. The end. It's fucking simple. Oh, and you know what? Put it closer to the edge. If it makes it easier for them, put it fucking closer to the edge. They don't get paid enough. It's very simple.
You just make that hands like that. No.
That's fine, too. You could always do that. That's another. Thank you, Esmeralda. That's another way to say no, thank you. And it's more than acceptable. It's not mean. It makes it so much easier. The party was at the Army Navy Club in Washington, D.C. It's a historical landmark. It's very, very fancy. Very beautiful. Every single person that worked there was of Indian descent. Thought that was kind of
weird. I
didn't
know there was a large Indian population in
Washington. I don't know if there is, but there is in the Army Navy Club.
They all hang out right in there and live there.
I don't know how to relate to people at 1 p.m., but at 1 a.m. I find it quite easy. And I would like to reverse
that.
Well,
it's already 3 your time, so.
It's 3:38 my time.
You've passed your time to be awkward amongst people at 1.
I just don't, why do people talk in the morning? I don't get that.
I didn't.
Yeah, you didn't. Well, you had work.
I know, but people would actually, when we had new people in, they would talk to us.
Yeah, it's like.
And they would wonder why we didn't talk to them. People actually, there was one DJ who was a morning guy on the other station. Mm-hmm. He thought I hated him.
Yes.
Because I never talked to him. And I was like, because I'm doing work.
I realized.
Shut up. It's 6 in the morning. Why do you have to talk?
I realized about 6 months into working at Direction that Zeb, the guy that had the desk next to me, might hate me because I was such a dick for the first 4 hours of work. And then they didn't realize I was working every night. They didn't realize 10 a.m. is a late start. Yeah, but it's not that late when you get home at 4 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So after 6 months, I was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I'm a huge dick until 2, and it has nothing to do with you. You guys are delightful.
I haven't had my coffee.
It's not even a coffee thing. I don't even like coffee until 6 p.m. I'm sorry, man. He's like, no, it's cool. I was like, no, really, I'm not a dick. You're an awesome dude. No, you're not a dick. I'm a total dick. I realize I'm fucking awful and just mean, and I apologize. And he was so cool. He's like, I don't care, man. And James, the other guy, he used to be a bartender. He actually understood without me having to say, if I was working that night, he understood that. That meant 4 a.m. So it's hard to realize not everyone comes from the bar every night. You know what I mean?
I think it's funny that Zeb's just like, I don't care.
You know, he's like, I'm a dude. I don't care. I was like, yay! And that's true. That's one of the very few stereotypes of men that are much, much, much better than women. At least some men. Real men is what I should say. They don't care. What are you giggling about?
Nothing.
No, if it's something that I'm like, am I alluding to something that I don't know about? Because I'm very honest.
No, it's not you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, it's not you.
I think this happened to me when I was teaching an after school class in high school. They knew that I would smoke cigarettes because I'm a bad influence. I think one of the students at where I work stole a pack of cigarettes from me, and I can't really bring that up to anyone. I can't.
Well, yeah, unless you have hard evidence.
No, but it's one of those things where 10, 20 years ago, I could be like, hey, that kid stole a pack of my smokes. That was fine. But since now smoking is worse than almost worse than raping kids, I can't be like, hey, I'm 90% sure that 10-year-old stole my pack of cigarettes. It'd be more on me. Like, why are you even bringing cigarettes to this school? That's kind of screwed up.
Well, you can just, you know.
No, just, you know. No, that's the whole point. Nope. All right. By the way, this is a show is essentially me workshopping ideas that I knew would not work in a monologue.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So, no, this show is the daily show. This is the daily. We could talk about current events and news, and you could bitch about whatever, and it's more personal. And the talk show is more a polished monologue, though you may
work
not think
out your
it.
Monologues.
No. I'm not working out my monologues. It was just stuff I wanted to get off my chest that I think is interesting that does not warrant 5 minutes of a monologue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't think they're bad. Like, I think they're little observations on life. These are your Jack Handy moments in podcast form. Remember Jack Handy?
Yeah, I love Jack Handy.
That shit has aged so well.
I actually just saw they have birthday cards and Christmas cards and crap that you open them and they talk and it's Jack Handy.
Do you want that?
Do I want one?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
They're usually half broken because people have been touching them too much and they're ripped.
What do you want for Christmas?
I don't know. Oh, John gave me my Christmas present.
What did he give you?
He got me headphones and nice ones.
Oh, no. Are you using them now?
No. What? I don't use headphones for this. I don't have to.
Wouldn't you use headphones? Oh, for your other radio show.
Yeah, for my what I need.
Your radio show.
To be a job.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're going to do a promo today.
But he got me these nice, they're Sony, you know, studio headphones.
That is so nice of him. He's a good man.
It's very nice.
Should I get Kelsey?
I don't know.
Neither do I. I
sadly have not gotten his present yet because I have no fucking clue.
It's really hard because I know what she likes, but it's hard because I didn't have money until a few days ago, and now it's kind of too late, so now I have to go to the store to buy her things because her birthday and Christmas are 6 days apart, everybody. 6 days. I was in New York over the weekend. Everyone knows New York smells bad because it does.
Mm-hmm.
But New York is the only place where three different times in one day you'll smell the exact same smell of shit. And you'll question if it's on you or the outside world. Every single time it was on the outside world, but that made me think, even if it's not like, even if I don't smell like shit, I still need to change my lifestyle enough where I'm not in the same place in three different locations where I smell shit. It's just a bad thing. And they were all in the subway. They were all in the subway. I thought it was me that literally smelled like shit. Even when I got home, or even when I got to the place I was staying, I thought it smelled like shit. And I was like, fuck, did I maybe step in shit? Did I shit my pants? Usually that's the kind of thing.
I think you would know if
I think I would know if I shit my pants too. Specifically because I hadn't been drinking for about 4 hours. The dog in the apartment I was staying at shit in his kennel. Or his cage.
Oh, okay. So you're okay.
So that explains two of the four shit smells. The other two were in the subway.
And also you think probably like if you're in a place, you're probably going to smell.
Yeah.
Like it's going to latch onto your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think a lot of times.
It was,
if I'm in a stinky area.
Yeah, but you don't smoke. That's the weird thing. If you
But when you leave, you just think. You're like, oh, man, did that like smell
last night
latch onto
brain.
Me and now I smell?
Yeah, how bad was it last night?
It wasn't good.
Okay, last Christmas they
got warm in there.
Here's the thing. The heat blasts on the stage. Al Scorch smells like shit. Did he smell like shit?
No, it was more BO.
Really? Al didn't smell bad.
No, it did. He did, but it was
he doesn't
BO
wear
deodorant. And not shit.
Yeah, he's a stinky motherfucker. Did he bike there?
I don't know.
He usually
Probably.
Bikes there. That Santa did he wear the Santa suit?
Yes.
Oh god, that thing smells bad. Did they have tofurkey?
No.
Last year they had tofurkey.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Oh my. In like all three of those smells together, just fucking awful. And they bring out some of the stinkiest motherfuckers too.
They do. They are smelly people.
This is the part
of
the show.
I still don't get it. I just don't get it.
This is the part of the show where I chastise Esmeralda. Esmeralda, did you pass her on the mailing list last night?
No.
All right, everybody. That was me.
I was busy, goddammit.
Oh,
it was
really
busy as all hell in there.
Time to pass around the mailing list. That's the perfect time to do it. Were you carding people?
No, I wasn't.
Why didn't somebody at the door that's carding people ask them to sign the mailing list on the way in?
I don't know.
I don't either, everybody. This is why we're not successful yet, motherfuckers. Not you listening. You already listen. You understand.
You've done your job.
Done your job. Merle doesn't even listen. She's been on the show for over a year. Thanks for laughing, bitch.
Yep.
And now you have headphones, so you can listen anywhere. You have a fucking droid. You can just download the show directly onto your phone. Nope. Not going to happen.
My phone dies quite easily.
Oh, that's it? That you can't charge it?
I do, and then it just dies. I talk like 5 minutes on the damn thing, and it just poops out on me.
Poops out on you, maybe because you're not listening to podcasts, and that's what the phone
does. I think that's what it is. My phone is angry at me, so it just dies.
I'm almost as angry at you as I am as that guy in the cancer treatments commercial, because that guy, they lost.
Are you going to walk away and go to the cancer treatment centers of America?
You told me I had 6 months to live, because you're a dick, and somebody's going to fucking kill you 6 months from now. That's all it was. Ugh. You want to do, let's do the Golden Globes and call it a show.
All right.
All right. Time we're killing with me singing. Oh, if you're into film, Golden Globes. Did you find your shit?
Yes.
December.
I've had it.
December 27th, Hungry Your Brain. We're going to show a bunch of films. Okay, go ahead. What do we got?
So, have you watched any of them?
The what?
Any of the movies this year?
I don't know what's nominated.
Well, it's pretty much everything.
Well, I don't know.
It's crazy.
Gonna run over.
So for best picture drama, mm-hmm. is Black Swan, mm-hmm. The Fighter, Inception, mm-hmm. The King's Speech, and The Social Network.
Okay, The King's Speech.
Yes.
I don't know what that is. What is
that movie? I saw a trailer for it. It's about the king. I forget which one. It's like a modern day one, like from the 60s in England.
Okay.
I want to say Edward.
Okay.
It was one of them. He couldn't talk. He stuttered and wasn't a very good speaker.
A good speaker.
So he had lessons and crap. That's what that movie's about.
Okay. My guess.
Which is like, what? Okay.
My guess is Social Network. What's your guess?
I did see Inception. I want to say Black Swan.
Oh, okay.
Everyone is all up on their jock.
You know what? Fuck it. Do you want to do... When is the Golden Globes?
It is January 16th.
No, what we'll do is we'll do January 9th. You and I will do the preview for the Golden Globes, okay?
All right.
So let's not do our picks now. Okay, continue. Okay. What else?
Music, best comedy or musical, Alice in Wonderland, ugh. Burlesque. The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah.
Red and The Tourist. They were really like, they're just like, there's
that
no
is awful.
Out. It's just,
oh my God, that's so bad.
I'm telling you, they just threw all the movies in.
That is so bad.
Be done with it.
Oh, man. Well, that's obvious who's going to win that.
Best director is essentially everyone from best movie.
Well, say who they are. Drama. Say who they are.
Which is Darren Aronofsky.
Darren Aronofsky.
For Black Swan, David Fincher, Social Network, Tom Hooper, The King's Speech, Christopher Nolan, Inception, and David O. Russell for The Fighter.
Wow, that is literally, you're completely right.
I know, they got lazy this year.
Holy shit, this is bad.
Real lazy.
Who's the comedy
director?
Either
it's real lazy or everything is really good.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. That's the second round.
Best actor in a drama is Jesse Eisenberg for Social Network, Colin Firth, The King's Speech. James Franco, 127 Hours, Ryan Gosling, Blue Valentine, and Mark Wahlberg for The Fighter.
Okay. Apparently people like white
movies.
Men.
Yeah.
White men, everybody. White men.
Best actors, we got Halle Berry, Frankie and Alice, Nicole Kidman, Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence, Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman, Black Swan, and Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine.
That's good, because those are three movies, the first three nominees that weren't, those three films aren't nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah. Aren't these all like indie movies? Pretty much.
Read them again.
Frankie and Alice.
Nope.
Rabbit Hole.
Nope.
Winter's Bone.
Nope.
Black Swan.
Kind of an indie. Black Swan is the closest you'll get to a mainstream pick. But yeah, those are all indies.
They seem very indie to me.
They're all indie.
Best actor in a comedy, Johnny Depp, Alice in Wonderland. This one I'm actually quite confused on. Johnny Depp, The Tourist.
Keep going.
I didn't know that was a comedy.
Apparently.
Paul Giamatti, Barney's version.
Jake, I don't even know what that is. That's probably good.
It's supposed to be hilarious. I haven't seen anything.
Then why the hell is that nominated for comedy? For best comedy?
No, it's supposed to be funny.
No, exactly. But the tour, isn't the tour
nominated? I know, that's what I'm saying. Right,
keep going.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Love and Other Drugs.
Okay.
Which, oh God, did you see those previews?
Yeah, they looked really bad.
Horrible.
I don't want to come in your butts. What?
Kevin Spacey for Casino Jack.
I just made it a comedy.
You did.
All of a sudden.
You should actually, you know what you should do?
And then she yells back, like my butthole!
Yeah, you should edit yourself into the trailer for The Tourist.
Just me yelling over.
Yelling, lick my butthole.
Lick my butthole!
And maybe that's why it's a comedy. Best actress in a comedy, Anne Hathaway, Love and Other Drugs. Julianne Moore, The Kids Are All Right. Annette Bening, The Kids Are All Right. Emma Stone, Easy A. Angelina Jolie for The Tourist.
What the fuck?
I don't get this. I didn't think that was a comedy.
Hey, we need to hire the publicist for The Tourist because that bitch makes shit happen.
Well, it was Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp.
I know, but fuck.
I think they just put him in everything because it was Angelina and Johnny Depp.
All right.
They're just like, go put them anywhere. It doesn't matter.
They're going to make our show look weird, smelly, and drunk. Well, they have.
I saw Easy A.
Was it good?
It was.
She's great. I love her.
I like her, but that movie was just.
I would like to lick her butthole.
All right. Best supporting actor in a motion picture. Christian Bale, The Fighter.
Okay.
Michael Douglas, Wall Street.
No, he never sleeps. Money never sleeps.
I didn't even know that. What?
Yeah, it's a tribute movie to Cash Money Records.
God. Yep. Andrew Garfield, The Social Network. Jeremy Renner, The Town. That looked like shit, too.
Bullshit. The Town looks great. I'm seeing it this weekend.
It looks stupid.
You look stupid.
Your mom's stupid.
She's a fucking idiot. I agree.
Oh, you're not supposed to agree.
No, I agreed.
You ruined it. Jeffrey Rush, The King's Speech.
Jeffrey Rush, King's Speech. Okay.
Yes, I think he is the teacher who teaches that guy how to talk.
All right, who's left? Best supporting actress?
Yeah, Amy Adams, The Fighter. Helena Bonham Carter for The King's Speech. Mila Kunis, Black Swan. Melissa Leo, The Fighter. Jackie Weaver, Animal Kingdom. No idea.
Okay, so there's only like two actresses on the entire list that I have never heard of. Those last two.
Yeah, that's good.
At least there's something. Yeah.
We got Best Screenplay, 127 Hours, The Kids Are All Right.
I really want to see 127 Hours just to see how they make that interesting.
Inception. I think it looks good.
It looks amazing, but how do they maintain a movie of one thing with that for that long? Like, that's why I really want to see it.
Well, the thing is, it's more of a build-up.
At least that's
what it looks like from the trailer.
Okay. Well, fucking Danny Boyle. I mean, that guy does no wrong, so... Fuck, even The Beach was.
Although
wasn't
he didn't
bad.
Get nominated.
What a shit. He already won for last year. No, it didn't. No, that was 2 years ago he won. He went for
Best
Slumdog.
Best animated feature, which is all the cartoon movies that were out.
Go ahead.
Despicable Me, How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist, Toy Story 3.
Wait, what was The Illusionist?
I don't know.
See, that is an indie. That might be an indie film.
Probably won't win.
Well, no, Toy Story 3 is going to win.
Oh, The Illusionist is.
Is Toy Story 3 nominated?
Some French thing.
Ooh, I want to see that. Is it Claymation?
No, it's... Oh. Did you ever see The Triplets of Belleville?
Oh, it's like that?
Yeah, it looks like
cool,
that.
Oh, cool. I'll see that.
I think it actually might be the same people.
Nice.
No, Toy Story 3 is nominated.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going
to
work.
How is How to Train Your Dragon? Did you see that?
I did see that.
Did you like it?
It's cute.
Good.
It was cute.
It's cute. Like cute. A butthole on Emma Stone.
Best foreign film, none I've heard of.
That's what I call my dick.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
The Concert, The Edge, I Am Love, In a Better World.
Oh, I want to see I Am Love. It's already on streaming.
Oh, right. What is it?
It stars Tilda Swinton. That's all.
Oh.
And Ebert loves it, and she's amazing. And she said she'll play Conan in a movie about him, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I'll like her.
All right, I'm going to skip the music because no one cares.
There's music? Oh, for films?
Yeah, the best score and original song.
No, do it. That's actually important. I want to know if True Grit was nominated for best score.
Nope.
Yeah, True Grit wasn't nominated for anything. That's weird.
Yeah, they didn't get nominated for anything.
What about Inception? Is that on the list for best score?
Yeah. I hope that when they do... Oh, they don't have anything for these, do they? We have to wait for the Oscars for that.
I just want a guy to yell lick.
Because Golden Globes, they just get drunk and just say everything.
I bet I could yell lick my butthole to... Then Jesse Eisinger goes, I'm not really an actor. I'm just a guy, and they give me lines.
Wait, but the good part of the Golden Globes is they have the TV stuff, too.
Yeah, what's the TV stuff? Let's do it.
So best television series for drama is Boardwalk Empire, Dexter, The Good Wife, Mad Men, and The Walking Dead.
Okay.
Best series for comedy or musical is 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, The Big C, Glee, Modern Family, and Nurse Jackie.
Answer?
The Big C is, yeah.
Hey, wait, I thought The Big C was more of a drama, and I thought same with Nurse Jackie.
Apparently not. And so The Tourist is also a comedy, so we don't know what they're thinking.
All right. Well, could you read them again really quick? I was talking. I'm a dick. I'm sorry.
30 Rock?
Yeah.
The Big Bang Theory, The Big C, Glee, Modern Family,
So there's six.
Yeah.
I was going to say
I want to say Modern Family because they're hilarious.
I'm going to go with Glee.
We're not doing picks.
Sorry.
I know, but still. Best actor in a drama, Steve Buscemi. Mm-hmm. Boardwalk Empire, Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad, Michael C. Hall for Dexter, John Hamm, Mad Men, and Hugh Laurie for House.
Wait, there's only four.
Okay.
Or is there five there? Did I just not count it correctly?
Four. No, wait, there is five.
Okay. So there's randomly six for best comedy.
Because there's so much funny in the world.
Yeah, like Nurse Jackie, everybody, and the cancer one.
The cancer show.
Yeah.
best actress in a series for drama is Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife, Elizabeth Moss for Mad Men, Piper Perabo, Covert Affairs.
What the fuck?
Never heard of that. Katie Seagal.
Wait, wasn't Piper Perabo the lead in Coyote Ugly?
Yes.
Nice.
She's now in some show.
Yeah, make her reenact the dance.
She got nominated, which is good, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
And Kira Sedgwick for The Closer.
So is there four?
One, two, three, four, five. No, Katie Seagal, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, I didn't hear that one. Okay, I gotta stop yelling for you.
Best actor in a series, comedy or musical: Alec Baldwin, 30 Rock; Steve Carell, The Office; Thomas Jane Hung; Matthew Morrison, Glee; Jim Parsons, Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
They're all. It's all. It's no one new, really.
The guy from Hung, I think, is new. I don't think he's nominated before. The Dick Show.
He ain't gonna win.
No, no, we're not doing picks. We're not doing picks. Continue.
Yes, I don't matter. He ain't gonna win.
And I'm not mad. He ain't gonna win.
Just in general, he's not gonna win.
In life, he's not gonna win.
No. Let's see. Best supporting actress. I don't care.
What? You cunt.
Supporting actor. Oh, the supporting actor I thought was funny. Scott Kahn of Hawaii 5-0 was nominated.
I've never seen the show. I think they're giving him credit for his overlooked work in Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Ocean's 12, starring Scott Kahn.
All right, here's a... I don't care for that either.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Best miniseries.
Just read
it
quickly.
Made for television. Did you watch any of these?
I don't know what they are.
The Pacific,
no,
Carlos, Temple Grandin, You Don't Know Jack, and The Pillars of the Earth.
No, I don't know any of those.
I know about the Temple Grandin one because she was. They made. Where did they show that?
I don't know.
Cable? I'm trying to think about it. No, I'm sorry. Claire Danes was the star of that, and it's about this woman who's she has autism.
Does she yell lick my butthole?
Yeah. She has autism. No, she has autism and then she becomes a doctor.
That doesn't make sense.
But I forget where the fuck she was and they were. Oh, maybe it was a movie at the Oscars. I don't remember. But at some award shows, they
have. You have no right at all to make fun of any type of storyteller ever from here on out. That made no fucking sense.
No, but. It was
Claire Danes, doctor,
they
film
had Temple
woman.
Temple Grandin there.
Temple Grandin.
They had the autistic doctor at one of the, and she kept getting up every time they would say her name, and she'd wave, and she wore like a cowboy outfit.
And she's a doctor.
She's a doctor with autism.
What? Of what?
What?
Oh, she's a doctor.
Oh, I think animals.
She's a vet.
I think so, but she also like deals with autism.
Jesus Christ.
But she...
You I are... Are you Temple Grandin? This is about you.
Yes, I am. I was at the Oscars.
I was at the Oscars. Temple Grandin, oh, autistic lady. I went with the guy who has cancer and 6 months to live.
Yeah.
Are we done with this?
Yeah, I don't care for the other ones.
All right. She doesn't care. We'll do the
best actor in a miniseries. No one cares.
A dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, one. Yo, look at my butt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's nominated for Best Actress in a Miniseries.
For Love? Love got nominated?
Love.
That's her nickname.
Oh, you know her personally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Giant breasts, everybody.
Yeah, she does.
Titties. Hooray. I'm trying to decide if I want to go to that liquor thing tonight.
You're going?
I don't know. It's a few hours.
You're going to go meet the COO of Patron?
And I'm going to COO his butthole.
You should get a picture with him.
Why?
I don't know.
There'll be some fucking boring white... I'll just take a picture of any white man in a suit and say it's the COO of Patron.
That's true.
It's fine. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm the most... Listen, fuckers. If I show up there, I will inevitably be the most famous person there. Okay? It's not going to be a thing. But I think of that word regardless of where I go. Very, very famous because I'll be at Pete's Candy Shop on... Is it Store Shop? Pete's Candy Store on January 15th. Because shop and store are very similar.
All right.
The most important part is Pete's Candy because I'm sure if you Google Pete's Candy Shop, the same place will show up. That's why. Seeing if it shows up?
Yeah.
Does it show up?
Let's see.
Pete's.
It does.
Shop, I won.
Ooh, it's all by I a park. Do.
What?
By a park.
It is by a park. We're going to play.
And a Russian Orthodox cathedral.
I love those things equally.
And a highway.
I'm not a fan of the highway. I just want to go scream at people, so I'm going to not do that. Maybe I'll do some setups because I ate too much food. Everybody, if you're hearing this on Tuesday, the 14th, head on over to the Hungry Brain tonight. Homeroom presents Song Poems. It might be good. That's the bill. This Thursday, come to the Looking Glass Lounge, 3634 Georgia Avenue, Northwest, in the Petworth neighborhood. We got Emily Raskowski, who's a very funny stand-up comedian. We have music from Aaron Thompson, and opening the show, besides myself and Ian, will be a Brightest Young Things collector? Jesus. Creator. Svetlana Lejetic. It's really hard to do this without notes in front of me. I apologize. Show's at 8:30 p.m. Try to come out for that. And then on Saturday night in the city of Chicago, Beats and Blogs, we're part of the show promotion. There's a bunch of amazing bands. White Mystery, Hollows, Rabble Rattable, Radar Eyes. Go and check that out. Awfully cheap. If you don't go there, go to the Hungry Brain and say hello to Esmeralda. That's it. My name is Brandon Weatherby. She's been Esmeralda Leon. I'm talking like we're signing off on the news, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.